This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is time to wake up now.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
From the heart of downtown Madison, live from our State Street studios, the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Okay.
Fancy stuff.
Good morning.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, last time I wanted to play it, it was still summertime and it wasn't cold in the morning.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
Well, I like it.
Yes.
I like it. And a good morning to everybody out there. It is very slippery on the roads this morning.
Yeah.
So be careful.
I think we had a half an inch to three quarters of an inch of snow. Just enough.
Just enough to make you wonder, should I shovel or take the leaf blower or not do anything at all? Just I opted for nothing at all. But
same here.
Your house is on a hill. You're going to, like, hit the brakes on your car and just go sliding down the hill.
Yeah, that driveway is really, really sloped.
Is it?
Yeah, it's almost impossible to stop. So I hope everybody, you know, is just keeping their eye out on High Point Road, my driveway. I can't control my car anymore.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it was quite that bad, but
it's pretty bad out there.
The plows have been out all night long.
Hear them
all over the city.
One woke me up this morning. I got a parking lot behind my house, and the beeping when they were backing up was my early alarm clock today.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to get out and do something, right? They got to use the trucks for something. There's not a lot of snow out there. The city equipment that uses the brushes now instead of blades.
Hmm.
For snow blowing.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting.
Yeah. You find that soothing?
I
restful.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. You know,
the white noise.
I'm not sure how that'll work in deeper snow. Or if it doesn't work at all. I'm not sure what happens.
Probably not.
When we get a bigger snowfall.
Yeah, I don't think they use it with the big snows.
Yeah.
Big heavy snow.
Well, did you check on that?
No, I haven't
all right,
checked
well.
On that yet. I'll
but your professional opinion is
I'll put that on my list of things to do at some point.
Well, I didn't get that silent signal from you.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's early.
But it was close. That was close.
You were talking just before we went on the air about Rob Thomas, right?
Yeah, Rob Thomas. Yeah,
I don't think he's with the Cap Times anymore. I get the feeling
I'm not sure anymore. Madison Minutes or
City View or whatever that's called.
CityCast Madison.
CityCast. That's what he's with. Because he was with Pete Schwabe last night.
Yeah, I was listening to him on the way in. Boy, he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
But Schwabe didn't say anything about the Cap Times, you know, in his introduction. So I think it's just CityCast.
Right. He still got it on his LinkedIn.
Oh well, okay, never mind.
Really, it's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just don't know. But we should have Rob Thomas on the program sometime. He's a wealth of information.
Right. Sam, see if you can line that up. Put that on your list of things
just for you.
Okay. You know, I missed something.
What
they did? They did talk about, and that was. A place where comedians who are on the spectrum can perform. Did you catch the club for that?
I didn't catch a club. It sounded like there was a group of comedians.
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know if they
autistic comedians,
right.
And they have a place to perform.
Mm-hmm. Or they travel together. I don't know if they're all on the same stage somewhere or what. But that was kind of
really interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of missed that.
What, going to comedy club? The way they're talking about Madison being quite a comedy city, and it's right. true. I mean, Comedy on State just below us here, a couple of floors
That's right.
down, and Atlas Comedy Improv, and they mentioned several others I didn't realize.
Yeah, we seem Monkey to business. Refer to the fact that these comedy clubs are always in the basement of another business.
Of a pizza place.
Yeah.
Why pizza? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
oh, look, Sherry sent us a big emoji this morning.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Must be sleepy today.
Yeah, well, she looks sleepy in the emoji. Yeah. Oh, boy, there it goes. It's a little cat. It's a very tired-looking cat.
Big yawn.
Good morning to John and Gordy and Sam. They included you, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
I know
she
you
always
feel
does.
Left out.
She always does. She yeah. feels sorry for him.
Yes, it does.
It's true. I'm chained to the desk here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can text us or call us, 608-879-8255. It's a chilly start this morning. What does your watch say the temperature is? Because I'm doubting this temperature
Are you
this
really?
Morning that I've received from the National Weather Service.
Well, I'm gonna...
They're saying 10 degrees at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's quite like that. Is your watch not working?
No, I haven't.
You're scrolling
it's 20. It's 22. No, wait.
No, it's not.
That was yesterday. it updated, and it's 9 degrees.
Okay.
And it says a high of 15 today, says a one below for tonight.
Okay. Yeah, really cold again tonight.
Yeah.
And then the warm-up really begins.
Yeah, but we really have to get a professional machine out here.
Well, which one should we use today?
To predict the high temperature today.
We got three
today.
Of them, John.
All right, well, let's get, let's use more. The one-armed bandit.
Okay.
No, remember, we're going to get the bar dice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened to the
But
bar
we never
dice?
Did that because we couldn't get
the
a good
smallest ones that one of them got lost, I think. I got to track it down.
Okay.
We got the one-armed bandit here, though.
All right.
Okay, let's see what the after die is. First number is 0, 1, 5.
There you go.
Okay, 15. We got a jackpot.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
There's so much news, all right? I'm going to warn everybody. There's a fire hose of news coming up after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We don't have a guest, and we're just going to plow through what is going on
got
in
a lot
this
of
country.
Stories.
This is insane. You know, this. You got to keep in mind that, you know, Trump is 78. He'll leave office at 82, and... Hmm. This is like his last term. Now, he could say that he's going to be king forever if he wants, and we don't know if that's going to happen. I think it could. But at the same time, if this is his last hurrah, he can do any damn thing he wants to this country.
That's
right?
A little scary, yeah.
And he is doing everything he wants to this mm-hmm. country. Nothing is holding him back.
Yeah.
And, well...
Well, wait and see how that goes. So far, it's...
It's that word I want to be able to say on the show, and it's that show. It's the S show.
It's
John,
the S
that's
show.
What's
Didn't
happening.
You okay. say yesterday you wanted to be able to talk about Trump less?
Yeah, let's just not talk about him anymore.
Yeah,
how can you? How can you ignore the
well
S show that's happening?
I know.
You can't.
You really
completely.
Can't. Completely. And I will accomplish that after the first few days.
After
here.
The next 4 years is done, right?
No. It's just that, you know, it's like a kamikaze pilot approach to government, right? He's just doing anything he wants at this point. People are freaking out.
Well, tell everybody what we heard about the press guy
Yeah, no, this is... This is
hilarious.
The mega influencer Candace Owens is crazy. She's nuts, but cute, I guess. She urges Trump to appoint, get this, Alex Jones as press secretary.
That would be hilarious, actually, but also really scary.
Now, if you're familiar with Alex Jones at all, he goes off on a tangent, and I mean, he goes off.
Well, he operates on a very high blood pressure and anger level.
Any one question from a new you know, any news source,
anybody.
You know, you would just blow up.
Explode.
You'd explode.
Explode.
You'd explode.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, hopefully, we'll see.
I'd love to see that, actually. She says he is more equipped for it. He has run a show for decades. Well, there you go.
Okay, well.
If you've been on TV and if you've had a show, I mean, that qualifies you to run government, be a part
secretary.
Of the administration.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, let's check the National Day calendar. We've got a couple of things here.
All right.
Is it or is it not National Security Technician Day? Is it National Bankers Day, National Handwriting Day, or National Pie Day? Which one of those does not belong? John?
Oh,
Sam?
Boy.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, boy.
Sam? You already know.
It's not Pie Day because Pie Day is March 14th, 3.14.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
It is National Pie Day.
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll get to that in a moment.
See, that's why I didn't say anything. The Pie Day thing threw me, and I'm like, I'm not going to say it's not Pie Day.
Okay.
So
what's
the fake one that you mentioned?
I'm not there. It's either not National Security Technician Day, National Handwriting Day, or National Bankers Day.
Not Handwriting Day.
Well, you're wrong, too. We got
what?
A double wrong. It's not National Bankers Day, okay? There we go.
It's National Bankers Day for the next 4 years.
Everybody's going to withdraw their money from the banks?
No. These guys are in charge now.
Ah, okay. Well, let's check out National Pie Day since
All
you
right.
guys both wanted it to be
kind of wrecked,
it seemed like
wrecked that.
That. National Pie Day celebrates one of the nation's favorite desserts, no matter how you slice it. Pie is, in just about any form, makes a crowd happy. Fruit pies, berry pie. What are you looking at?
My little search bar down here.
What happened?
On my screen.
Oh, there's a pie there.
There's a pie, slice of pie
what
in
there. What the hell? How did that
I don't
happen?
Know.
I guess Microsoft celebrates Pie Day.
That has to be it.
Very weird.
Wow.
Fruit pies, berry pies, cream pies. They're all mouthwatering servings of homemade goodness.
Well, there it is right there.
Yeah?
See, I clicked on it.
See? Recipes for any time of the year. What do you like? Results of the most popular pies. Cherry pie, apple pie, pecan, blueberry, or other. Which do you think came in first?
Apple.
Of course. Mm-hmm. 37% for apple. What would come in second?
Cherry.
No.
Cherry?
Pecan.
Oh.
Then it goes to cherry.
Well, that's strange.
Then blueberry. Okay.
All right.
Fun stuff, huh? Okay. Let's get to the
other. No rhubarb pie, my goodness.
National Security Technician Day. National Handwriting Day. Why would we need a day for handwriting?
Because
the kids aren't even learning it anymore.
I think they are. I think they've got a couple of classes on it.
Mm.
Learning the basics.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're phasing it out. They're phasing out cursive.
It takes a long time. But from what I remember, learning cursive takes a long time. connecting the letters together and
not that long.
Different forms of the letters.
Okay. We're going to continue with more of John and Gordy. We'll look at the history book next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze.
Yeah.
Dig right in and do the clam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX, one of the great songs.
From
a soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah.
The soundtrack songs are so bizarre.
What was the soundtrack for? What film was this? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Is this Girl Happy? That's the picture that's here.
It could
with
be,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen an Elvis movie, I don't think.
Oh, man.
See, the thing is with a lot of the earlier Elvis movies, the title always had girls in it, and the title had nothing to do with what the subject matter in the movie was about.
It didn't matter.
So it's So it's hard to know what movie it is, really, from Girl Happy. You know, it's like Girls, 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 Girl Happy. Yeah. It's, you know, you just
Beach
like...
Beach Girls. Yeah.
Just... And nothing... And the title didn't relate to anything in the movie. So, you know, it's like a story. Every movie has like a story where Elvis is a hard-working individual and he's going to make it on his own. Every movie is like that.
Right. And they're bad guys.
Yeah.
They're causing some trouble.
But then there are some women in it. Hmm. But a lot of times they're not really main characters. They hardly make an appearance in the movie. But the title says Girls, Girls, Girls.
Well, a lot of those
get them
movies.
In the theater. That's it. Get the men in the theater.
Get them in the theater. It was either Girls or Beach.
Yeah.
You know, Beach this, yeah. Beach that. Got to get the beach to, you know...
This one had both. Girl Happy is a beach movie.
Okay, well, yeah, they called them beach movies.
Well, it was kind of, I guess he played a fisherman or something like that. And, oh, my God.
Elvis.
There was one movie where they had a boating accident. Remember I described this thing a while back?
Right. Yeah,
there was a boat chase at the end, and they were attempting to cut the boat off. Now, that's never a good idea. And for some reason, you could see that the boat got swamped and hit by the other boat. I mean, this looked like a killer to me. And then it cuts away, and then you see them again kind of, you know, racing each other.
Yeah.
And you know that there was a major accident.
Something happened really bad. Yeah.
Ann and I, our jaws dropped because we thought, did we just see that? Oh, man.
You got to have an Elvis movie festival or something.
Yeah. They had all the Elvis movies, almost all of them on Prime at one time, and we just went through all of them, and it was just, we really kind of missed Elvis night. We did that every night.
I don't know.
Are there more Elvis movies than Marvel movies?
I'd say no.
Maybe.
Wow. There's like 25 plus Marvel movies out there.
Well, we could have called it the Elvis universe.
The Elvis cinematic universe, yeah.
All right, well, let's dust off the history book and open it up there.
All right, that's got a lot of dust on here.
No.
We've been using the digital version.
No.
Oh, Sam. Oh, you gonna be okay, buddy?
Good gravy.
You know, maybe we should just leave the book closed next time and just skip this whole thing.
God, yeah.
It sounds unhealthy to you, so.
By the way, it says there's 31 feature films.
Oh,
geez.
By Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
As a feature actor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have it. That's a lot.
That is a lot, yeah. let's see. What do we have in the history book for today? Today, in 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman to receive a medical degree.
Mm. Wow.
When was that?
1849.
Oh. Okay.
Today, jumping forward a whole century. Today, 1957, Wham-O, the toy company, they introduced the Frisbee.
Incredible.
That was really something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys had a Frisbee when you were
young?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Definitely.
Everybody got
them. Yeah. Very fancy. They had lighted ones.
What makes a Frisbee fancy?
Well, lighted. You know, I mean, you spin it and it had little lights in it.
Whoa.
Didn't they have one that whistled or something?
Whistled. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
You could hear that thing going
play
across.
In the dark. You know.
Yeah.
It had some that glowed in the dark.
Yeah. The glow in the dark ones were cool.
Yeah. Modeled after pie containers.
Yeah, like a pie tin, yeah.
Frisbee, I think, was originally, a pie company or something.
I forget what the...
Pie tins, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the stupidest thing I've used as a Frisbee is, because, like, you get a disc and you spin it, it'll fly through the air.
Yeah.
I think I've used a trash can lid before as a Frisbee, like a big 2-foot wide one.
Never tried that.
Yeah.
That would be a surprise for the receiver of that.
We should try launching some Frisbees off the roof here.
We're in the middle of the city. There's streets all around us with cars. That's going to, like...
People chasing
it's
after.
It's going to cause an accident.
Not this hour
right
of the day.
Right into the middle of the road.
There's hardly any cars down here.
Well, so, you know, State Street is, like, slightly sloped, right? How hard do you think you need to throw a Frisbee in order to get it all the way from the Capitol down to the campus?
Oh, I don't think that would be possible.
Well, there it is. Hey, there's a challenge right there.
Anything is possible with the right mindset, Gordy.
All right.
Okay, Sam.
What else do we got? Today in 1964. I'm just a joke to you, aren't I?
He's got the
special. I got to adjust
my
glasses.
He's got the John and Gordy signal right there.
Yeah.
What else happened
today,
on this day?
In 1964, we amended the Constitution. The 24th Amendment was ratified on that day.
Well, that was a big one, yeah.
Sort of a big one. Not that big.
It abolished poll taxes.
Abolished poll taxes, yeah. Crazy concept. I wouldn't put it past Trump and Project 2025 to try and bring those back.
Right, with an executive order.
Buck.
Yeah, repeal it with an executive order. Yeah, try that.
Don't give him any ideas.
Well, he's trying it with the 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
And last thing I got on the list today, in 1986, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted their first 10 members. I didn't put all of them on here, but a few of them. Chuck Berry, Elvis, that's why we played Elvis. Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis, and a few others.
All right.
Okay. Any birthdays today of note?
It's John Hancock's birthday. Oh. Mr. Signature.
Mr. Autograph.
Yeah.
Well, that's what day is it? It's handwriting
year?
Day?
What?
It is handwriting day.
Maybe that's why. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't even look that up. Oh, well. Okay.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It. Don't sweat it, man.
No, take it easy. I just wonder if that's why they...
He's collapsing.
I don't see it there. Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to give away Boys to Men tickets. Mm-hmm. We've got another pair to give away today and tomorrow. And you know what? The Oscar nominations come out later this morning.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun to see. Yeah. How many movies did you see?
Not too many.
I didn't see that many either. Busted Pencils will make an appearance this morning as well. Yeah. Dr. Tim Slecker.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about AI in schools.
Yeah.
They have a guest who will be talking about that as well.
In fact, that's coming up next after the Midwest Farm Report here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone.
92.7. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. We're talking school.
Mm-hmm.
Busted Pencils, our guest. Dr. Tim Slecker with us. And, we've been on AI for a long time. We seem to bring it up into discussions constantly here. And I think it's because, it's so new and it's getting into the schools system. And and students are using it at home, so there's some way we have to kind of head off a few things at the pass here before it gets deeply ingrained and it becomes abused, and can become abused. And and I think that's kind of what we're doing right now, right, in education.
Well, we should be.
That's
the issue here is that what is it that we're doing with students intentionally versus the realities of potentially saying, the kind of gut reaction that you hear from some people, which is I just don't allow the students to use it. You know, that's it. They're not allowed, and then put their phones away, no technology. We're going to take away their landlines at home. We're going to take away TV and everything because they need to be focused specifically on listening to me stand up here and drone on.
Right. Sounds bad. Sounds like, yeah. Sounds like school's old.
But I mean, it as you say, it's really new. And even that concept of it's really new is to recognize that there's actually a pretty interesting and long history that has gotten us to this point of where we think generative AI is just this new cool thing, when the reality is that, you know, computer scientists have been working on this concept from the early days in the 50s. Machine learning is what they call that, what, you know, trying to teach computers to predict what's next. That's been happening for the longest time. So this concept of artificial intelligence actually has a pretty significant history there. And so when you're using ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, whatever it is that you're using, do you have any concept of how this system that you're using now came to be where it came from? So there's something that we could be easily teaching about. And so we've been talking a lot about that on Busted Pencils. Let me frame it this way too. We caught a little bit of flack from some of our regular listeners because we had a couple people on, from one from the Khan Academy, and I think even we talked about Tim the Soup, you know, from Super Teacher. And we had a couple people saying, hey, why are you having these AI tech guys coming on and trying to sell us crap?
Well, that's an approach. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I guess they could be selling this in a way.
Yeah.
Promoting.
You know, and promoting. And, you know, it's like the last thing teachers need to hear about is somebody else trying to tell them that if they just buy their product, this will make them a better teacher and kids will learn. And we're like, you know, I guess there was some grain of truth to that, by having guests on like that. So what we really tried to do here, and so our episode that dropped yesterday with Heidi Seawack from Canada, her movement up there is that she works for a company called iThink, and they are putting together really in-depth, interdisciplinary, what they call challenge kits. And she is now currently promoting, and again, this is when you say promoting, she's not selling, but promoting, the teachers can sign up to be a part of this this group where they're doing an AI challenge over the next couple months, which it is a designed curriculum, not to promote a tool, not to promote a technology to buy, but to put together a curriculum that allows teachers and students and families together to dig deep into this concept about artificial intelligence. When do we use it? What could we use it for? What are the implications? You know, what is this whole worry that we're having about with deep fakes and things like that? You know, what are the societal implications of artificial intelligence? And so that really is this idea. And so maybe you've heard the term AI literacy. You know, so what does it mean to really deeply understand this tool? And even the word tool now, we're starting to kind of say, tool maybe is kind of even limiting it, because it opens up all kinds of implications. So one very quickly that we talked about is that, you know, in a climate change, environmental disasters, global warming, whatever you want to call it, here's a technology, and you've maybe have heard some people saying, hey, thank goodness for this intelligence. We might now be able to use it to help us solve the climate crisis.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you can run with that and be like, okay, we're going to use AI, and every time you go into ChatGPT and do a little query or a search or a prompt, do you know how much energy and electricity is required for you to say, hey, Claude, tell me a bedtime story?
So the servers are working overtime.
Oh yeah, I mean, the energy consumption for doing this is just beyond, it's almost incomprehensible. And so you start thinking about going, and so those are things that we should be teaching.
Right. Right.
You know, put that out there and it doesn't say it's neither good or bad. And in fact, last Saturday we had another Canadian, Jason Bucherry, kind of talking about this and saying, actually, when we're approaching education technology and AI specifically, we shouldn't be starting from is it good, is it bad? Mm-hmm. It is. Mm. And what is it? Mm-hmm. You know, so Gordy,
truly
you're looking
the basics.
At, yeah, well, and, you know, because if we position ourselves as I'm for it, mm. I'm against it, it becomes you know, almost comical in that that's really not the issue here. It's what is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Tim, we were talking to a guest the other day, Mike McCabe, and he does a Substack blog there, and a great guy, but we were also talking about putting the guardrails in for some of this new technology like they should have done for the internet in the first place. Maybe right. there should be some kind of guardrails put in by the government in order to make sure that this serves the public as opposed to being used against the public.
Yes. But I don't know. I'm sure that that's some kind of violation of my free speech nowadays.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Well,
that would but how do we put guardrails on AI, or do we need to?
Yeah, I think somewhere along the way we could. We just don't understand it yet. We really don't have a grasp of this. And by the way, I listened to your podcast with Heidi, and it seemed like a very positive program. I think it looked at the more the positive effects of AI and what you can do with it than it had, you know, being wary of it, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe, too, that was what we framed more of the podcast from that standpoint, was a much more positive.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a show coming out on Saturday, our Saturday show that'll drop with some pretty interesting guests, and I see we're kind of up on the time there, so maybe we can talk about that or...
No,
we're okay. I just want to mention
Gordy wants to.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. If you'd like to make a comment or if you have a question, you can call us at 608-879-8255. Talk about AI. It occurs to me now, I assume, and it's been a long time since I've been in a high school, mm-hmm. but do high schools still have guidance counselors? It would seem like AI would be a really great, you know, again, tool for them, because they're trying to track all these students and what their career path might be in the future, or, you know, how their education's going so far, and kind of point them in different directions. Would AI be helpful to them to track all this stuff?
I mean, Gordy, what you just said is one of the ways to really talk about it. It's like, what can you now do mm-hmm. with data, right? And and so a guidance counselor looking at all of the options that are out there, you put all those into a spreadsheet, the student's grades, put that together, and then this is funny, you know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy and everything he's taken, and based on what we know about the job market today and the fact that he said he wants to live here, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless. Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it seems like that would be, you know, at least helpful to the conversation.
It's incredibly helpful. In fact, I've been doing some work looking at enrollment trends at higher education, you know, so what majors are being... students are moving into, what majors are students moving out of. And I have this really big data set that looks at, you know, 90 majors over the course of the last 5 years, you know, and I just popped that into chat and then made a little question. I said, what is the most interesting data analysis fact that could be told to a college president that would make them think that I'm the most intelligent data miner? and people are laughing, but those are the types of prompts you need to do. And it came back, and it was like, you know, here are some pretty interesting unorthodox findings that this data tells us, Tim. You know, and it really pointed out that, you know, there was a collapse actually in public health and nursing. And then it realized, too, going back out to other big data sets, saying, like if this trend continues, this is a really bad situation for society to have public health and nursing to actually turn into, a dying profession when people are dying and need public health and nurse people.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So I mean, yeah, there's so much there to talk about. And I think, yeah, that we've gotten too much on, well, the kids are going to use it for cheating. And darn it, I'm just not going to allow that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They already are using it for cheating. And so you not allowing it, you're too late.
So try to teach a little ethics, you know.
Well, yeah. What does it mean to ethically use this technology? When do you not use it? When is a student using it? Yes, because guess what? Right now, it will actually write a C+ or B- type of term paper for you without putting in much effort. Mm-hmm. But if you teach students the fact that actually this is a way of helping us organize our thoughts before we dig into writing, then you're starting to show them how we can ethically use AI so that they can actually use it to learn more as opposed to be lazy and do less.
Right. Hmm. Well, you've got guests on this Saturday. They're a startup company, a startup AI company. And what is that discussion about?
Yeah. So Leah and Myra, they're two sisters, and they're Latina women, Puerto Rican, and they started up a company called Undesto AI. And Myra, the older sister, there's 20 years difference between the two sisters.
Wow.
Yeah, which is part of the and first of all, listen to the show because they're awesome. They're so fun to talk to. But Myra, who had spent, you know, good 25 years in tech and AI, and in fact, her last big gig was working 7 years at Amazon as a software engineer. They came up with this idea of saying, like, hey, AI is here. And if you're a business and if you've already started using AI, you might want to talk to us because you might not really be using it in the way that is helpful to your company. And then we started talking about saying what can, so it sounds to me like you guys are teaching AI.
Yes.
And they were like, they were like, that's exactly why we put this company together is because we need to go out and help people understand how to use this.
All right. We'll get into more of that in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils in just a moment. I'm going to ask him about substitute teachers, if they could use AI. I'll bet they could.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. Now dig this, baby.
Yeah, digging it.
You don't care for me. I don't care about that. You got a new boo. I'd like to laugh at. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. You can call us, join the conversation at 608-879-8255. Tim, I wanted to ask you about AI and substitute teachers. You know, it always seems like there is a lack of substitute teachers in all school districts. I don't know if that's the case, but
it is.
It would seem like that would be really helpful for substitute teachers that are just coming in cold into a classroom and have no idea, you know, maybe what's going on or if the teachers left them any notes about what to talk about. So could that be the case?
AI. Well, I when you said that, I was thinking like, okay, you want to deal with the substitute teacher shortage? We can have AI waiting there in the morning for the kids.
That's what I'm thinking. One of those robots with an AI face, you know?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a challenge to the little troublemakers in the back of the row? And you know, well, mess with the machinery.
I don't know.
AI has vision now, so it can see you back. It can see you back there not paying attention.
Well, you know, so not shockwaves.
A lot of these kids would probably have already seen Terminator, so, you know, having a robot in your front of the class.
Right.
Yeah, actually, you could show a scene of, you know, one of the you know, Terminators, you know, ripping apart a human and be like, okay, this is your teacher for the day.
Wow.
But yeah, think about that as you're coming into, you know, and you're more talking about, Gordy, almost like making, using AI as a, as like a tool. And so a substitute teacher comes in, you know, lays out, I type in some type of a prompt, you know, I'm here substitute teaching for sixth graders. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some brief notes the teacher left me about, you know, English conjunction teaching, you know, history of the Civil War, you know, help me plan out my day so that I can make this an interesting learning situation for the kids all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great, yeah, you know, and you sit there and look at that. In fact, any teacher, we talk about this now too, is you come up with a great idea, put it together, a lesson that you're thinking of doing, and then throw it into AI and say, hey, what are some things I'm not thinking about that might be more interesting for some of the students? What are some interesting facts that I can throw into here? What do I do when I'm presenting this? And yeah, you know, John and Gordy are going to sit back there drawing stick figures and making pictures that make it, you know, you could throw that in there and, yeah. And it's really cool and it's really interesting. So there's a lot there.
There is. Yeah. I was thinking, we were talking a few weeks ago about online learning, which is a disaster and has proven to be a failure, using the camera on their computers in order to interpret what they're learning, what they're interested in, what they're not interested in. We were talking about that. But the concept, all of a sudden I thought, wait a minute, what if every desk in a classroom now had a camera on it? And could interpret the interest level of the individual, whether they're strong in a subject or weak in a subject, you know, some participation. All of that can be interpreted, and cameras would be now on every student's desk to help the teacher figure out what their strengths are.
Yeah, I got a problem with that one.
It sounds like Big Brother to me.
I know. I just know that, you know, like when I'm picking my nose, I usually, you know, behind my book, I feel like I'm usually not being seen doing that. And, you know, and then when
that's your objection
to it? We got a couple of texts in here. This one is referring to AI, and this is 608. This is nothing new. I remember college in the 80s, and they wouldn't let us use word processors for fear that the computer would write the paper.
Or calculators. They wouldn't let you use calculators
either. Well,
that's
right. Yeah, they wouldn't.
So, yeah. See how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's it on the text right now.
Yeah.
Did I miss? Well, yeah, I fear that's there's actually something to put in there is the fear, you know. So when typically somebody says you can't do that, that is that person saying I'm frightened and I don't know what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so hey, but yeah, so Saturday, I mean, Myra and Leah just really kind of had great conversation about, you know, what is this AI? What are we supposed to do? And Leah is an AI ethicist. Which is, you know, really talking about interesting concepts, you know, and really she went into a part of really pointing out that, you know, especially in this time of where AI can do what they call the deep fakes, you know, create, take your image and somebody can now take a picture of you and then put it into AI and then create like an avatar that looks and sounds just like you. And so, you know, there are real ethical issues here on a tool like that, that is so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and recognizing that. And so we really have made this point to say that when we are going to talk about AI more on Busted Pencils, we're trying to bring in people who can really help Johnny and me learn mm-hmm. more about AI from experts who really understand AI. So, and the biggest thing that why we're doing this, because, you know, hey, what are we, 1 week into a president disaster?
Yeah.
But $500 billion investment in AI infrastructure, though, in that announcement.
Yes.
That yes. is really going to be, it's going to be a game changer.
Okay. All right.
Got to leave it there. That's Dr. Tim Slecker. They have new Busted Pencils podcasts that drop on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Also, they're live every Saturday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim. Talk to you next time.
All right.
And coming up right around the corner in our 7 o'clock hour, Boys to Men tickets. You could win them. Coming up next.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.